There is a ceremony happening today to honor all of the firefighters and emergency response personnel from more than 70 departments across the state and organizations as well for responding to the historic Hawthorne Fire, which happened last fall on Limitation Mountain. And Berlin Fire Chief John Mysterio was on this show on a weekly basis, keeping us updated because it was happening right there in the town that he serves. And he joins us back this morning because I want to certainly recognize him, his team, and the many people who tackled this fire for weeks on end. So, Chief Mysterio, welcome back, and certainly long overdue that it's being recognized on the state level.
Yeah, it's nice to see that the leaders of the state are putting this together and organizing it. It's a nice show to the men and women that dedicated the time to those fires last year.
So it's interesting, Chief Mysterio, this stretched from late October all the way through to November. I remember it. I think about it. I talk about it. Actually, just this week, we had very dry, high risk of fire conditions throughout Connecticut. And I was just talking about this fire to our listeners and you know, heeding the warnings and taking things seriously. Let's talk about the historic fire, certainly, and remind folks the effort that went into tackling that blaze.
Yeah, it was a huge undertaking. From day one, we knew we had a decent incident to mitigate. It ended up taking close to 3 weeks total, and it involved hundreds of personnel from all over the state and the country, multiple agencies, as you said. I just want to point out to that fire, while it took 3 weeks, it was like the Long Haul Fire last fall, I guess. But, we had multiple fires throughout the state.
Yes.
And I think it's important to note that a lot of these departments are being recognized for their efforts through the state. And resources that we brought into the Hawthorne Fire also assisted statewide. So it was really a statewide collaboration.
It was a rough fall in Connecticut, Chief Mysterio, and I appreciate you saying that because I brought that up as well to listeners. The fact that we saw, and I don't remember the number offhand, if you have it, please share. But I want to say it was close to 200 fires, brush fires, in that time frame that were going on, whether it was off highways, whether it was in state parks, forests, backyards. I mean, it was a rough couple of months. We had a very dry fall season and high risk of fire. And unfortunately, we saw it. I mean, but certainly a lot of eyes were on what was going on with the Hawthorne Fire because it was not only draining resources in Connecticut, but as you mentioned, we had people coming in from Canada, from across. I remember you and I talking at one point and you were like, we're trying to get people from the West Coast to drive out here. Like, we're literally draining every resource possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did. We ended up with I think it was a type 2 team out of California.
Yes.
Groveland.
I remember.
So, yeah, we did get those resources eventually, which definitely helped. But, yeah, it was a very, very dry season. It was unusually dry for the fall. Usually we'll see that type of weather coming out of the winter when everything's there's no leaf cover and the dry stuff's on the ground in the spring, which we have seen. I'm sure you've noticed there's been brush fires popping up around the state right now.
I have. Yeah. And I mean, that's every time, and not to associate you with that, Fire Chief Mysterio, but every time I hear that it's a high risk of fire or that we're in very dry conditions, you are the first person that pops into my mind because I feel like in the midst of chaos that was going on, I have to give you kudos. You dedicated making the time to come on this show, keeping us up to date, heeding the warnings. I mean, it was, when you talk about good journalism work, you made that possible. So I appreciated you taking the time to do that. Because it is serious, and I don't know if people always associate Connecticut with having brush fires. I mean, in your professional opinion, have we seen that type of an active season before?
No. I've been in the fire service for 20 years in the state, and even talking to some of my peers and those that were on before me, they haven't seen fires of that nature or as widespread. So, you know, maybe we've had, you know, a single big fire here or there. I think there was a Black Rock fire out in the western part of the state a while back that was big, and the Ragged Mountain fires back in the late 80s, early 90s. So while, you know, we've had those individual incidents, there's nothing that's been widespread within the state or the region, because New York and Massachusetts, everybody around us was having issues as well.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we have Fire Chief John Mysterio here. It was really neat, Chief Mysterio, to see the governor's note of the 70 plus organizations and fire departments. I mean, I don't even think I realized how many departments got involved with tackling this. I mean, I understand, as you mentioned, that there were also fires all across the state and that they were tackling their own in their own communities. But I think when you see that list of just Connecticut entities, it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, it's a huge list. I mean, it would take our whole slot here probably to go through it.
It's amazing, though.
It is upwards of 70 departments, including the National Guard, DEEP, all the state agencies that assisted.
I mean, in fire departments, not to cut you off, but like just so people, you know, down here, because we have a lot of Fairfield County and New Haven County listeners. I mean, as far down as Stratford and Derby responding, I had no idea. The Stratford Fire Department is listed on here. I saw Derby listed on here. I thought, wow. I mean, I knew we were using as many resources as possible, but as south as, you know, the valley in Fairfield County, I didn't realize that. It's pretty extraordinary.
And, you know, that's an interesting note. Not a lot of people realize that when they see resources being pulled into an area from further away, it's not necessarily because that area is depleted of resources. It just means that the state strategically is reaching out further so mm-hmm. that we don't strip a certain area.
Right.
So, you know, let's say I'm in Berlin and we have a fire going on and I want mutual aid. The state has a pretty good system set up. So, like, they'll skip over a few towns. That way there's resources in between, and we're not totally depleting an area in general.
It makes sense. It totally does. And Chief Mysterio, I would be remiss if I didn't also mention during the ceremony, the governor is going to be recognizing Robert Sharkovich Sr., Sharky, who was the lone firefighter who passed away responding to the Hawthorne fire. I know you and I had talked about him when he first passed and the legacy he leaves behind. I'm glad that he is being honored, certainly, and his family being recognized during the ceremony.
Yeah, I believe that the ceremony is going to include passing a flag, something of that nature. So definitely touches close to home for us here in Berlin and Wethersfield and the task force towns and everybody that had the opportunity up in Hartford to work with Sharkey. So,
yeah, he was. And the thing that I want to also note is not only did he serve the state of Connecticut for such a long time, he was with the Wethersfield Volunteer Fire Department. And I think that part gets missed a lot when we talk about the Hawthorne fire, not you and me, but I think the public, when we talk about it, oh, that was an awful fire. We're so glad it's behind us. But somebody lost their life, and this was a volunteer firefighter. And I think it's, you know, in some regard, it does sound like up at the state capitol, there is a lot of effort to bring more benefits to firefighters, both career and volunteer. There are more efforts to try and attract people to the career. But I do know, you know, when you look at this fire, for example, something I immediately pressed on lawmakers was, what are we going to do to help our firefighters to tackle these types of events more? And one of the pushbacks I got right away, Chief, and I don't know if you've heard differently since then, I know it's been about 6 months, but what I've heard is, well, we don't have those kinds of events too often. I said, but we had it. We had it. We experienced it. We saw it. And we need to be investing in finding ways to make it so we can tackle it more proficiently. I know at one point you had New York, you know, firefighters and state police coming up to use, you know, their radar technology to be able to help in navigating hotspots and things like that. Are you hearing that there will be more of a focus on tackling these types of weather events?
I I think from the emergency management standpoint, we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. We believe that this is going to continue, whether it be the fires or the floods or other types of natural disasters. We mm-hmm. believe that the weather patterns are for whatever reason, favorable for these types of events, and it's just going to become more frequent. I think the pushback you're seeing is, you know, how it always comes down to first off funding and then implementation of programs. So I think there's still a hurdle to get through on the legislative side. But as far as the emergency management side, I think our directors and commissioners completely understand the issue. Mm. And they're trying to do their best to see how we could better prepare ourselves.
And to some degree, Chief Mysterio, the responsibility also falls on the public, because correct me if I'm wrong, but we did find out the Hawthorne fire technically started. It was accidental, but it was somebody who lit a bonfire or lit a fire in the woods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it was. It's funny because somebody was hiking up there not too long ago and sent me a picture, and, you know, the mountain's recovering nice, but there's already, you can see a campfire pit up there. Now there's overnight hiking. So, you know, you got to expect things like this, but it just goes to show you that it's going to continue. You know, we're not going to keep people out of the woods. We're not going to keep people from hiking, obviously.
Right.
So that knowledge before you head out into the woods or even around your home, those fire safety tips are ever so important. Even this spring, we've had multiple calls for brush fires.
Yes, already.
For bushes burning next to homes. We had two in the last 2 days where bushes were burning next to a home, more or less due to just being careless with open flame outside.
Exactly.
Not to get into it too much, but.
No, but it's true. That's why we say it. You know what I mean? When you hear meteorologists say, hey, there's a high risk of fire, or hey, it's very dry conditions out there. You know, we talk about how do we save money? Well, we wouldn't have to push for more money for resources and things like that and draining our firefighters, our first responders, and having all of this if people also were responsible and didn't think, well, it's not going to be me, so I'm just going to, you know,
right.
forego
and,
that.
You know, it could be as simple as that. Oh, I'm going to, you know, burn a couple weeds out of my sidewalk, and now your flower bed's on fire and subsequently your house afterwards. So,
right, yeah.
You know, it's just using a little you know, common sense, getting a little bit of that knowledge behind you, it'll go a long way in helping us in the long run.
And it's free, by the way. Okay, so if everyone's trying to save money, it's free to just use your brain. Just use your brain and don't do that. Chief Mysterio.
Yeah, all these tips are very yeah. easy to find, too. You could go to any, you know, smokybear.com, the forestry sites, Deep's website. They'll all give you those great tips.
And Chief Mysterio, I want to thank you again for giving us the time constantly on WICC. I know my listeners appreciate it. I very much appreciate it. And thank you for what you and everyone did tackling the Hawthorne fire and continue to do as a firefighter in the state. We thank you so much.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Not a problem.